Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slackers Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Thursday, December 23rd. I'm here on another epic edition of the talk of the town now. This is a special Christmas edition. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to the talk of the town now, where today we be doing a mailbag show. This is a special Christmas edition mailbag show. This is our first ever Christmas edition, you know what I'm saying? You know, every time we get here on the Slackers Talk podcast, man, there's something special. This is our first ever episode in the month of December. As y'all know, you know, the Slackers Talk started this year on January 1st. You know what I mean? Another week, a little bit over a week from now, we'll be heading into a new year. And that will also be our anniversary, man. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy how time flies. You know what I'm saying? Time flies when you're having fun. We're going into our first year here on the Slackers Talk podcast. I just want to say congratulations to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all. Thank you for rocking with me. And also, man, I want to be the first person to say Merry Christmas, man. I know it's a couple of days early, you know what I mean? But it's Christmas here on the Slackers Talk podcast. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do it, how we do what we do. You know what I'm saying? We don't do things the conventional way. You know what I'm saying? We do things our way. And I just want to say Merry Christmas, you know what I'm saying, to everybody. It's been a little while, man, since we last spoke, man. You know, last time we spoke was on Thanksgiving Day. You know what I mean? I hope everybody enjoyed that. I hope everybody ate good. Everybody was safe. Everybody got to see their family. You know, all those good things, you know. So since we ain't chopping up in a while, I'm going to start it off with making some announcements. First off, you know what I mean? I'm proud to announce that season 3 of the Slackers Talk podcast will be starting January 6th. You know what I'm saying? Season 3, y'all. You know what I mean? We up to season 3 already, man. You know what I mean? It's a blessing, man. You know, God just keep blessing me. And I'm going to keep, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? I do it for him, you know what I mean? I do it for people like my mother. I do it for y'all, you know what I mean? And we just gonna keep rocking, man. Season 3 already is here, starting on January 6th. That's a Thursday. Also, man, the Slackers Talk podcast will be now airing every Thursday, you know what I'm saying? Our new time slot is Thursday, 9 p.m., you know what I'm saying? That's every Thursday at 9 p.m., that's the new Slackers Talk time slot, you know what I mean? Hopefully, you know, y'all can get with that, you know what I mean? I know some people out there getting it, you know, Thursday at that time, you know what I mean? But the one thing that's good about my show, man, is it's available all the time, man, 24/7, you know what I'm saying? After I release a new episode, it's always available, you know what I'm saying? Subscribe, like, which I already know you did, you know what I'm saying? And it automatically, you know, it's sent to your device, man. You know what I'm saying? And you can listen to it at your own convenience. You know what I mean? So if you can't catch me live, it's all good. As long as you catch me, man. You know what I'm saying? As long as you do catch me. You know what I'm saying? That's what matters. That's what counts. So look out for that. You know, I'll be on Thursdays now at 9 p.m. starting at 6, you know, January 6th, season 3. Also, you know, for those of y'all that's been rocking with me from day one, you know what January is on the Slackers Talk podcast. January, all month long, we're celebrating the man. You know what I'm saying? None other than Dr. Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? January is Dr. Martin Luther King month on the Slackers Talk podcast. And, you know, on the 6th, you know, we're going to talk about our resolutions. You know what I'm saying? What we do for New Year's. You know, what our plans are for New Year's and things of that nature. So, you know, that's what we be doing on the 6th. But on the 13th and every episode after in January, man, we go give it up and we go show our respects to none other than Dr. Martin Luther King, man. You know what I'm saying? What? There's no other way to do it, man. That's the man that had the greatest impact on the world to me. And we're going to celebrate him like we normally do, like we did last year. You know what I mean? And we're going to celebrate him every year, you know, here on the Slackers Talk. So look out for that. For all my Dream Elite fans out there, you know what I'm saying? I just want y'all to know that we coming back. We starting back on January 8th. The new schedule is out. You know, January 8th, we'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina, I believe. We'll be making our return on that day. We took a couple of weeks off, you know, to celebrate the holidays, recharge the batteries. We are now 8 championships in, if you've been following us. And I want to say congratulations to my boys. We recently reached over 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So we building that brand. We making that name for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? On January 8th, we'll be returning. And we will get that knife championship. You know what I'm saying? The first time out. I'm going to speak it into existence. We will get that knife championship our first time out. So look out for that. If you're looking for the schedule, visit www.visionforkids.com. If you can't make it that game, our complete schedule is up, or at least for the month is up. Visit the website to check us out. Make sure you subscribe too, man. You know what I'm saying? So you won't miss our highlights and stuff like that. Because we stay doing that. You know what I'm saying? We always creating highlights. Speaking of Vision for Kids, our annual Vision for Kids New Year's party. I don't have a date yet. We'll probably most likely do it the last week of January. You know, if you're not familiar with that, we always get together and go bowling. You know what I'm saying? We bowl against each other. We have some wings, you know what I mean? Some food, music going and stuff like that. Bringing the new year, celebrate our newfound success. So I'll probably do that the last week of January. Just stay tuned on that. I probably will be making an announcement on the exact date. If not on our January 6th episode, at least by our January 13th episode. You know, I should know by that time. But we will be having our annual Vision for Kids party, you know, next month, at the end of next month. And also, you know, one last announcement, and it's probably, I could say, like, the most important. You know, I've been getting, like, a lot of emails of a lot of people that has been unable to find, like, some of my brands, you know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff that I'm into. You know, they've been having trouble. First off, a couple of my websites were down for a couple of days due to the, like, server issues out of my control. I just want to apologize for that. You know, we're working on fixing that. Believe me, I know how important it is to make sure information is available. I definitely realize that, and I apologize for that in advance. But starting on January 1st, I'll be doing something special. You know what I'm saying? On social media, most likely Facebook, I'm going to try to do all of them. I don't know if I try to do it on Instagram and be kind of limited. But especially on Facebook, you know, on the Jason Slack brand. Starting on the 1st, each week, I'm going to be like detailing every brand, every company, every business that I'm involved with. I'm going to leave like the descriptions of what that brand is, where can you find it, you know, what we do, everything associated with that brand. I'm just going to take the month of January to announce everything that I'm involved with. And I'm going to make sure that I leave the website, I'm going to leave links. I'm going to leave any and all information that I have available about everything that I have going on, so I can make sure that it's available for y'all guys to come out and support. Or if you want to be a part of it, you know, I'm gonna tell you where you can go. It's just gonna include everything, you know what I'm saying? So everybody can know everything about me, everybody can know what I'm about, what I got going on, you know. So we're gonna rock out in 2022, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to rely on websites. You're going to hear it from me. You know what I'm saying? So definitely be on the lookout for that. Now that I got all announcements out the way, let's get into our special Christmas edition mailbag show. And our first question is from Rashad. Jay, who do you think won the versus battle between Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia and KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane? Oh, those are good questions, man, and I'm glad that you asked. You know, I didn't get a chance to cover those two. If I'm not mistaken, I think those two are the last two versus battles, too. So I'm glad I get a chance to answer these and get caught up on the versus battle. Thank you for that. For Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia, that one is kind of easy for me. First off, I want to say, man, this battle almost was cut short because of Busy Bone. You know what I'm saying? It was a brawl out there at one point, man. And the first thing, I think that's the first ever fight out of all the verses. You know what I'm saying? And the first thing I thought when I seen that, I'm like, oh, man, here we go. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be no more versus battles after this. You know what I'm saying? You know how that works. It only takes one, and then after that, they're going to say, well, we can't afford security no more. The network's not messing with us, this, that, and the third. You know, we can't do it. We got to cut it out. That was the first thing that came to my mind when I seen that. But I'm glad that everybody was able to come together. They was able to squash it, you know what I'm saying, for the culture. You know what I mean? Because it would have been bad if everything would have had to be shut down because of that. You know what I'm saying? And secondly, I'm just thinking, man, out of all the people that done battled, you know what I'm saying? I know some people that battled, that did a versus battle against each other that didn't get along. You know what I'm saying? And you'd have really thought that it was them that, you know, that would have came to blows or almost had a fight or whatever. So I'm like, you know what I mean? Out of all them, it would have been real bad if it was because of this. You know what I'm saying? I would have expected something like that from, like, Jeezy and Gucci Man or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Not 3-6 Mafia and Bone Thugs, man. You know, those are legends, man. They should know better. But like I said, everybody came together and everything was all good. This one was easy for me. And no disrespect to 3-6 Mafia, man. But me being from New York, when I was younger, you know, New York just wasn't up on that kind of rap yet. You know what I'm saying? In that era, during that time frame. You know what I mean? And I know what you're thinking. Bone Thugs and Harmony is not from New York either. But for me, and for a lot of people in New York, like, the Eazy-E connection with Bone Thugs helps out too. Even though, unfortunately, you know, he wasn't able to see Bone Thugs and Harmony's first release. But besides the Eazy-E connection, besides the obvious, for me and a lot of people from New York, Bone Thugs had a style about them that was just off the chain. You know what I'm saying? They had a style about them that was unique. First of all five of them rap and sing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's rare. You know what I'm saying? That's something that you're never going to find again. Like, all of them, you know, you can't confuse them with nobody. You know how I feel about that. You know what I'm saying? The sound, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't all the time understand all the words that they were saying, but it sounded good, man. You know what I'm saying? When they came with the first of the month, that resonated with a lot of people. And it was just a connection was made, the sound, the stuff that they were saying, the stuff that they were rapping about. It's a different style, man, and it was unheard of at the time. You know what I'm saying? And just to add a little something extra to it, as I mentioned a little while ago, they were originally signed by Eazy-E. And unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, Eazy-E passed away before their very first project came out. And if you know, like I know, in the music business, if you get signed by a certain person and that person that signed you is no longer around before the project even comes out, normally that's a recipe for disaster. normally that group or that person end up getting shelved and you never hear from them again, or they, you know, they never come out. It's a testament to their talent and ability that not only did they still come out, but they became legends, the Hall of Famers that they are today. You know what I'm saying? That's just a testament to the quality of music that they were putting out. You know what I'm saying? Then that's big. You know what I'm saying? That's major. A lot of people overlook that. Them dudes still did what they did, you know, after that. They didn't fold. They didn't give up. They kept on going. And then look at them today. So, without a doubt, no disrespect to 3-6 Mafia, but I gonna go with Bone Thugs on that one. As for KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane, first, let me put out there that both of these guys are a little bit before my time. I was real young when these two was at their prime doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? I was real young, but very familiar with both. And to answer this one, I'm just going to sum it up with one thing. Whenever there's a battle, whenever there's like a beef between two artists or two groups, or, you know, there's two artists competing against each other, who's the guy, who's the artist that they always go to speak about it? Who's like the number one guy that always does commentary and talk about the two people that goes at each other? Who's the first guy that you think of? None other than KRS-One. I remember when there was a series called Beefs, and basically what this series did was highlight all the rappers that ever had beef, or all the rappers that ever like battle rap against each other. And KRS-One was always the guy to get interviewed because people wanted to know how he felt about it. You know what I'm saying? Anytime that you are the spokesperson for battle rapping and verses and competing with one with somebody else, anytime that you're the spokesperson, that speaks volumes on the impact that you had on the industry. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you think of battle rap, you think about KRS-One first. You know what I mean? And that just about sums it up, man. I love both. I love Big Daddy Kane. I think both of them have, both of them are legends, obviously. Both of them are Hall of Famers. Both of them are great artists. But I got to give it to KRS-One. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Mr. Battle. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Battle Man himself. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, he lost his partner, Scott LaRock. But I mean, he kept on going. He kept on going. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he still gets out there from time to time. You know what I'm saying? I think he still got some new stuff going on too. And just think for one second what KRS-One would be like if they actually had a versus battle back in the late 80s, early 90s. Think of how KRS-One would be, man. Shout out to KRS-One, man. He gets the nod on this one. Next question is from Vicky. Jason, what is your favorite holiday of the year? That's a good one. My favorite holiday, I could say, has always been Christmas. When I was a kid, it was more for the gifts and stuff like that. I think, of course, naturally, I think everybody would say that. Every kid would say that anyway. But as I got older, I like the fact that it's at the end of the year. By being at the, you know, at the end of the year, going into a new year, it gave me the opportunity to be able to look at how I evolved. You know what I'm saying? Or how can I evolve? You know what I'm saying? I always go back and look at the year and compare it to the year before that and see how much I came up, you know, what I did better, what needs to improve, You know, that sort of thing, especially from like a business standpoint, you know. I go back and look at the goals that I had set for that year on New Year's, like a resolution type of thing. And I see what I did do, what I didn't do, what can I improve on. And based off of that, that's how I come up with my resolution for the next year. You know what I'm saying? It's always how to get better with me, how to improve. And I think that's why I like Christmas so much. Next question is from Jerome. I know this question is kind of old, but I thought I'd ask it because I know you're a LeBron hater and you never really got a chance to address it. How did you feel about him being suspended for the elbow he gave Isaiah Stewart? What's up, Jerome? I'm not a LeBron hater. I don't hate the man at all, man. I don't think he's what everybody makes him out to be. I think his fans overhype him. You know what I'm saying? That's all that is. You know, no hate at all. But to answer your question, not just basketball, but in life and pretty much everything, I've always been a firm believer that whoever's the person that starts the situation, whoever's the person that causes the situation to happen, that should be the person who gets the biggest punishment. You know what I'm saying? I've just always been a firm believer in that. Like, not just basketball, but life in general. Like, whatever. If you caused it and everything happened because of you, you should get the biggest punishment or the biggest suspension or whatever it is. And that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Isaiah Stewart got more time than him. I believe Isaiah Stewart got 2 games and LeBron got 1. I know really it killed the NBA to have to suspend LeBron because he's LeBron. You know what I'm saying? But 2 things that happened here. You know what I'm saying? The first thing, any time that you swing your elbows like that, you should always know that there's a chance that you can connect with the person and you can hit the person. You know what I'm saying? Especially like anytime you swing like that. That's on that end. Now, the second thing, you have to look at it from Isaiah Stewart's point of view. Now, anybody who saw that game, anybody that was watching it, obviously you could see Isaiah Stewart. You know what I mean? You can see his face and stuff like that. You can see the blood, you know, things of that nature. But now, remember, Isaiah Stewart, he can't see the blood. You know, it's not like you could look at yourself. You know what I'm saying? The only thing he knows is that something is running from his face. You know what I'm saying? That's a different feeling. You know what I'm saying? That makes a lot of people flip out. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know exactly, like, what's wrong. Because you can't see it. You know what I mean? You can't see yourself unless you're in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? So anybody would have probably reacted the same way, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you can give Isaiah Stewart more time than LeBron. You know what I'm saying? That just don't make no sense to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you know what I'm saying? Mistake or no mistake, LeBron hit the man. And he caused the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? So I can't justify that. I just can't, Jerome. You know what I'm saying? I can't. And let's get one more last question in. And this question is from Benita. What do you think about Jay-Z's interview with Alicia Keys where he said that no one is worthy of competing against him in the versus battle? Well, you got to think about it, man. When you got a track record like Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? When you got all those businesses, you got all that money, you're a Hall of Famer, you're responsible for so many other careers, you know what I'm saying? You gave a lot of other people their start. You can easily see why he would say that, you know what I'm saying? You would definitely know why he feel like that, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely understandable. There's 2 names that I would throw out there if it were to happen. And I don't believe he'll ever do a versus battle. And I'll go on record and say he shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? He has nothing to prove. Nothing to prove at all. But if it was, hypothetically, there's two names that come to mind. The first one is obvious. You know what I'm saying? Definitely is obvious. My man Nas. You know what I'm saying? For those of y'all that know, you know what I mean? They had a well-publicized beef back in the day where, you know, Nas came at him with Ether. You know what I'm saying? And the rest is history. You know what I'm saying? So, naturally, like, everybody would want them two to go at it. Now, here's the thing with Nas, you know what I'm saying? No doubt about it, like, Nas is one of the best. You know what I'm saying? You can't argue that without a shadow of a doubt. He probably is, or he definitely should be in everybody's top five. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt. The thing about Nas, you have certain people that go out and they try to be the best at everything. And then you have those that are just content, you know what I'm saying, on being who they are, you know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that, it always seemed to me like Nas just want to come out, you know what I'm saying, put out his classic album, you know what I'm saying, have that classic album do his numbers, you know. After it do his numbers, he's going to disappear for a while, you know what I'm saying? Until next time, you know what I mean? Until it's time for him to come out again. And it's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that at all. But it's like, I feel like there's a lot more that he could have did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like AZ should have been his artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nas should have had a label, and AZ should have been his artist. You know what I'm saying? Foxy could have been his artist. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying? Like, who knows? You know what I'm saying? All of AZ albums itself, by himself, didn't do, like, great numbers. But when him and Nas got together on tracks, man, they created classics, man. All their songs were classic, man. I can't name a song that them two were on that wasn't it. You know what I'm saying? They created classics. And I just don't think Nas stood for that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he wanted to be that. You know what I'm saying? I think he wanted to come out with his classic album. You know, that album's going to be fire. That album's going to do his numbers. And then that's it until next time. You know what I'm saying? Whereas Jay-Z was trying to be the man. You know what I'm saying? He going to come out with his album. He going to have Rockefeller with him. He's going to be on everybody on Rockefeller. Everybody that's on Rockefeller album, he's going to be on that. He's doing clothes, you know what I'm saying? He's doing this, he's doing that. And it's just like two different personalities, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if Nas is going to have the features, you know what I'm saying? And it's not due to his music. It's just, you know, he didn't stand for that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know what I mean, that just wasn't him, you know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. But definitely, Nas would definitely be the first name. But now, this next guy, you know what I'm saying? This next guy does have the body of work. He definitely does have the features. And he's been around longer than Jay. And that guy that I'm talking about is none other than Busta Rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And to add to it, Busta Rhymes has been looking for a fight for a long time, man. You know what I'm saying? For a long time now, you know what I mean? And what I mean by a fight, I'm talking about somebody to battle. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to touch him because Busta's that dude, man. Busta been around a long time. You know what I mean? Busta comes out. He was coming out every year. You know what I'm saying? Every album, you know what you're getting pretty much. Like, every album, there's going to be three or four, like, singles on there. You know what I'm saying? Three or four songs that he can go to war with. You know what I'm saying? Every year. You know what I'm saying? Features is off the chain. You know what I'm saying? He's on everybody joint, man. He got joints with everybody. Mary J. Blige. Mystical. Mariah Carey. He got the Flip Mode Squad. And I know I'm forgetting people, man. Like, You know, he did joints with 50 in them. He was with Dre for a minute. He was with Lil Wayne in them. The list goes on, man. Like, that would be very interesting, man. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z has more money. Jay-Z may have even sold more records. But as far as, like, actual singles and stuff, whoo, that's a good one. That's a good one. But it's just, like, wishful thinking. I don't think Jay would ever do one. You know what I'm saying? And he just said he wouldn't. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's good to think about, though. But I hope that somebody does decide to take Busta Rhymes out on his offer, man. Because that's an entertaining dude, dog. I know he gonna bring it, man. I know he gonna bring it. I know that dude is gonna entertain, man. And it'll just be good to see. And he's still out there, man. He came out with an album, was it last year? Extension Level Event Part 2. And that joint was fire, man. You know what I'm saying? So I would just love to see Busta out there, man. Like, somebody accept the challenge, man, for real. But before I leave on this episode of the Slackers Talk podcast today, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, man. I hope everybody get what they want. I hope everybody get more than they want. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all be safe. Y'all take care of each other. Y'all have safe travels, all that good stuff. And all above else, man, just be thankful. You know what I'm saying? Just be thankful, man. We coming up on another year. You know what I'm saying? I just want to tell y'all thanks again. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have no idea, man, how much I appreciate y'all, man. All my Slackers Talk listeners, Merry Christmas. Happy Slackers Talk 1 year anniversary. Happy New Year. And God willing, man, I see y'all January 6th, man. Season 3 on the Slackers Talk podcast. Let's go. Let's get it. This has been an episode of the Slackers Talk podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And I'll see y'all again, Season 3, Slackers Talk. Let's get it.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.